for the beauty of the earth, this spinning blue-green ball, yes, Gaia, mother of everything, we rock across your back to come together again in this place, to remember how we can live, to remember who we are, to create how we will be. Gaia, our home, the lap in which we live, welcome us. It's not only the Native Americans and their religious tradition that called the earth our mother and preached our kinship to the earth. The 12th century Catholic Saint Francis of Assisi did very much the same, made the same proclamation, and his words are said in hymn number 203, all creatures of the earth and sky. First, on behalf of First Parish, I want to start with thank yous. Thank you to the members of the Stoke Chorus under the direction of Barbara Jones and the members of our First Parish Choir under the direction of Mike Fitzer and all our instrumentalists for coming together to create this extraordinary musical and sacred event this morning. I'll also give you a heads up that we'll need your help too, so please find the gray sheet in your order of service and our conductors will cue you when it's time for you to join in. But before we experience the music, I'd like to introduce you to it really with words from its principal composer, Paul Winter. To give you a little context, Paul Winter and his consort of musicians had been invited to be artists in residence at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City. They accepted and were working on several projects when the dean of the cathedral suggested that they create some 20th century music for the Mass. Here I pick up with Paul Winter's words. The idea of writing a Mass seemed far flung. I had never been to a Mass. Trying to imagine what I would want to hear in a truly contemporary Mass, I realized I would want to create a Mass that was both ecumenical and ecological, one which would embrace all the voices of Earth. I wanted to feel the earth's power of percussion in harmony with the serene voices of the choir and to share with the congregation the spirit of celebration we know with our consort audiences. Could a Mass celebrate a vision of the entire earth as a cathedral? The dean assured me it could. Could Mass music be based on themes from whales and wolves? You can write a Mass on anything, the dean said. I was enlisted. My work was cut out for me. Feeling like a freshman on the first day of college, I began gathering recordings of great historical masses from Dufay and Palestrina through Bach and Stravinsky, Poulenc, Kodály, Britten. I learned that the Mass has been the cradle of Eastern art music for the last 800 years and has provided the context for some of the greatest music ever written. I was heartened to know that at the root of many of the elaborate polyphonic masses of the Middle Ages were simple folk and popular tunes, the most famous being the Chanson La Mame, a drinking song used by Dufay and 20 other composers as the theme for their masses. I had no drinking song in mind, but I did have a fine melody from a wolf that fit perfectly with the words Kyrie eleison. The Earth Mass evolved then over the next 4 months. A friend suggested the alternate title Missa Gaia, using the Greek name for Mother Earth, and acknowledging the Gaia hypotheses of scientists James Lovelock and Lynn Margulis, who proposed that the entire range of living matter on Earth, from whales to virus, from oaks to algae, could be regarded as constituting a single living entity capable of manipulating the Earth's atmosphere to suit its overall needs and endowed with facilities and powers far beyond those of its constituent parts. If the Gaia hypothesis is about synergy, then the process of our creation of the Missa Gaia is truly a manifestation of Gaia. For what developed was an interweave of creative ideas from all the members of the consort, and our process was self-balancing by virtue of the common instincts of our little musical tribe. While no one of us knew all of what was appropriate for the music for this Mass, together we found that we did know. Missa Gaia was premiered on Mother's Day, May 10th, 1981, celebrating Mother Earth. The Mass was recorded that September on two nights in the cathedral with invited audiences, and on St. Francis's Day, October 4th, honoring the beginning of the year of the saint's 800th birthday. Now we perform Missa Gaia each first Sunday in October at the cathedral in a grand celebration that includes dancers and a choir of over 300. The Earth's Mass, Missa Gaia, has been for me a journey that has not ended. It has opened doors to places within and without that I have never known. As we listen and participate in this extraordinary music this morning, may it do the same for us.
Thank you.
The Kyrie you just heard is based on the call of the wolf, a voice from the animal kingdom, a pleading sound. The Kyrie eleison is a plea for mercy and forgiveness, and before it in the structure of the Mass comes a time when one acknowledges the things they have done that they ought not have done, and the things that they have not done that they should have done. Sins of commission and omission, if you will. Before we continue this celebration of the earth, we are called by this music into a time of reflection and examination. By the voices of wolves echoed in the music of singers and instruments, we are called to acknowledge where we as individuals, as community, as country, as world, have failed to care for our planet. Let us seek forgiveness through new resolve to tread more lightly on the earth and to promote those efforts and policies which can save this beautiful yet fragile planet Gaia, our home, hopefully the home of innumerable generations to come.
rejoice, rejoice, and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven.
Thank you.
For the earth in our hearts, with eyes open to her incredible beauty, with ears open to her calling, with minds open to the science that can save her, we have gathered to celebrate in music the sacred experience of our relationship to the earth. Let our benediction be a pledge to never contribute to her destruction, a pledge to remember that little efforts matter and that big things can happen. We are so extraordinarily blessed to have this earth and all its riches. Let us raise our voices in praise and thanksgiving for Brother Sun, Sister Moon, and for Mother Earth, and then let us part in peace.